Welcome to the Dirt Bike Breeder Podcast. My name's Jeremy and I sat down with Anthony Sola. Now, he walked away with a win from Cozzy, so that was a massive achievement for him. We spoke to him just before, a few weeks before, and kind of got his take on the preseason and how he was prepping. So it was really great to see it kind of come together for him and get the result that he wanted. Even though it was to be a pretty tough race for him, backwards and forwards with Ruben, it was cool to see him walk away with the win. So congrats to Sola. It was awesome. Hopefully he can keep this momentum all the way through the season. And thanks for your time, buddy. Thanks also to our supporters, B&B Off-Road, Whole Shot Graphics, On Point Moto and Suspension, Adventure On Store, and Achobes Australia. Please go check out B&B. There's more hard enduros coming up. So B&B Off-Road definitely provide what I find is the best protection. My bike would not be the way it is. Even in the desert stuff, it's really cool to see the B&B gear kind of in its own element out there as well. So go check out B&B Off-Road. They are absolutely awesome with the gear that they provide. And they look after our bikes in the hard enduro stuff, which we will be at Cozzy, not Cozzy, Wattle Flat. We will be there. It's going to be an awesome event. Make sure you come find us. We got stickers and jumpers and merch and stuff to come and give away and to people to enjoy. So come find us. And as always, get after it. Cheers. Welcome to the Dirt Bike Breeder Podcast. My name is Jeremy, and this is season 5 of this crazy podcast that we started so long ago. Myself and Alex are the hosts, and we appreciate your time. And everyone that gets on this podcast, we share stories from desert racing, flat track, hard enduro, regular enduro, all forms of motorcycles. We try and bring everyone together and have a yarn. Really just share the stories, get everyone pumped for a weekend or recap on what just happened over the weekend. There's so much racing in Australia and we're very proud to be a part of it and to bring you it. So thank you for tuning in. Like in life, we get a bit excited. The guests get a bit excited. It's a bad language can come out. It's unfortunate. We do apologize if you don't like bad language, but shit happens. Thanks to the amazing support we have from not only you, the fans, but companies here in Australia, we wouldn't be able to make this happen. So thank you. Please remember to share all the episodes that you like, because it doesn't just give us the exposure, but it gives the riders the exposure. And that's what they really need. We need to get the events out there. We need to get the riders out there so we can bring more attention to them and help them grow their career. So once again, welcome to season 5. Hope you enjoy. Strap in. It is going to be an epic year. And get after it. Cheers. Right. Anthony Sola, how are you, my friend?
Very, very good, Jeremy.
It's just after Kosciuszko Killer, man. How are you feeling?
Yeah, not too bad. A few days after it now. So, yeah, pretty much almost fully recovered and back in the gym and back training and trying to get fit and ready for the next one.
Look, I mean, how did you find Cozzy? It was a wet one. It probably wasn't as wet as a 22, which was good, but it definitely was wetter than we expected.
Yeah, thankfully it was certainly not as wet as the 22 year, but yeah, we still had a fair bit of rain and realistically it's better than the dust. It took me a while to get used to the wet weather. First 2 laps of prologue, I reckon I spent more time under my bike than riding it. So it was a bit of a shock to the system. We've been racing the dry stuff and going to slipping and sliding. It was hard to stay upright for sure.
Well, look, I mean, we spoke to you just before about the VORC and going and having a ball there doing the fast stuff. So now we're in the hard enduro series, and the season started off really well with Kosciuszko. How did you find the prologue?
Prologue was quite good. It was fast in spots, but it was also quite a technical prologue. We couldn't push as fast as we normally would because it was wet. But there was a few good techie hills in it, and I can't remember what it was called, but it's like the hill next to Fig Tree. Oh,
that's right.
Oh, yep. The Thing. They call it The Thing. Yeah. So, yeah, that was in it, and which made for pretty cool footage of just all riders just hitting it off the start line, just all bunched up and cartwheeling over each other.
Look, well, there's some awesome footage everywhere of you guys. Absolutely, this carnage everywhere, though.
Yeah, it was pretty funny to watch, to be honest.
And then the man-made section didn't disappoint as well. It was a really cool thing for a crowd, but how did you find it this year being in the wet?
The man-made obstacles weren't too bad this year. They sort of, going from last year and the year before, I think it was starting to get all pretty worn out. So they put a little bit of dirt in spots and, made everything a little bit safer. So, Everything flowed quite easy. There was no bottlenecks in the prologue, and yeah, everyone, it was still technical, but yeah, everyone made it through pretty easily.
I know it's it seems to be the way they're going now. They're putting a bit more dirt in front of them. Even the big trees kind of there's I remember what 3 years ago, I think we remember watching you doing the big logs when there was no dirt in them and thinking how incredible that was. But now there's a bit of dirt, you can kind of roll over them.
Yeah, the dirt's quite good. And then, I think once they put the dirt up, we were jumping them. I think Ruben might have been jumping them this year, or I think he might have did it once or twice. I just opted to roll it this time. I go, well, there's no point. It's too wet. It's too much slop. I go, forget it. I'm just rolling it.
Yeah. What's that risk and reward that you kept talking about? It's definitely the high when it comes to
Oh,
the wet.
100%.
And then, I mean, how about the start too for Prologue? It was that cool motocross up the hill start. It really was something I think that they should probably try at all events.
As soon as we rolled up to the property, that was sort of like the first thing that I saw. And I said to Ash, my partner in the car, I said, "Oh, that's going to be so cool if that's the start line." And it turns out it was. And yeah, I ran up and watched the bronze start and the junior start. And just the sheer noise that it was making, it was so cool watching everyone like just funnel into the trees. And there was a few decent cartwheels into
Oh.
the bush. And it was pretty gnarly, but it was such a cool start to watch. It was real good footage to
No,
come out of
look,
that.
we're part of the bronze that took off and on the second line, and it was an experience. So for you on the gold, especially with all like, gold class riders, it would have been even harder to make sure you got that whole shot.
Yeah, I felt like I had a good start. The Sherco pulled third off the line, and I had a grouse little wheelie going the whole way up, and I thought, oh, I'm probably not the first into this corner, but I'm probably first two or three. And yeah, then I hit a bit of a yoni and didn't crash, but ended up completely sideways. And by the time I shifted down gears back to first so I could take off again, everyone had gone, so I was just about dead last. And I go, oh, bloody hell, that's my prologue done. I go, I'm in point management now. I've just got to salvage points.
Yeah, well, look, and I mean, it worked out really well, and you did a really good job with Prologue. So I guess when that was all done and it was still just raining, were you kind of getting a bit worried about the main race?
As in, like, worried that I was going to start further back into the main race.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not too bad because we've got, hours to figure it out. But yeah, the further up the front you start for the main race definitely makes it a lot easier because you don't get stuck in the bottlenecks that you wouldn't normally get stuck in if you were starting up the front. But you're still, even if you get a bad start and you start further back, you just push your way through and just try to make passes. You spend a little bit more energy, but it's not impossible to get further up the front.
No, and look, I think I mean you were obviously at the front, so it was great for you. But when all the bikes took off at the start, those vertical walls, because they were so slippery, I don't know if you've seen any of the footage, but they were bad. Like I think the gold guys were getting stuck on those hills, and the silver guys ended up getting stuck on the hills, and then obviously the bronze were. It was just mayhem everywhere. So for you to get out and get a front, it must have been a good feeling.
Yeah. Are you talking about the big cutout steps
Yeah.
in the dirt? Yeah, that was, yeah, on the start for day two, I wasn't sure I was making it up because I thought I'll take an alternate line that hopefully no one else has been taking, but it's basically soup in the top of the first step. So as you go through, it robs all your power. So you really got to fight to get up the next one. So I think I got up, but I did a bit of slipping and sliding at the top. I was just going, don't crash in front of everyone.
Well, look, it was very much like that. We were all watching you guys go on. We were expecting you all just to sail away, but as soon as we could see you in the steps and the bikes were just revving and were slipping, we were all like, "Oh, this is going to be a problem." And by the time we got through in the bronze, we were end up taking the side of the lines. We weren't even going up the steps. There was just too much carnage.
Yeah, I've seen that. Cutting across and riding up the wall, and that, yeah, it was carnage from the footage I saw.
And then, did you guys go up Rocky Mile as well?
First lap of Rocky Mile was, I wouldn't say easy, but you keep a nice flow and you don't have to put too much effort in. But then when I come around for the second lap, it was absolute Baghdad. There's massive steps and hops, and there's so much rock that's exposed. I couldn't believe it.
Mate, it
It
was
was, yeah,
carnage.
all polished rock.
Were there still riders stuck on the hill, mate? Because I know talking to some riders, they were on that hill for about an hour and a half before getting to the top.
Yeah, there were dudes everywhere. You get the odd guy that you round up going up the hill. But yeah, when you get to the top, pretty much the top of just about every hill, there's three or four blokes parked up with their helmets off, contemplating what they're doing. So.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of broken bikes too, a lot of burnt out batteries and boiled bikes everywhere. So I guess for your perspective, when you kept coming around for laps, you were able to see them and have a bit of a laugh and keep going.
Yeah, you just sort of you look over, make sure no one's injured, and yeah, just keep going.
So did you find any parts of the track this year more technical than, say, the last couple of years you've been there?
For sure, tangles, because that's the first time we've done it in the wet. In previous years, it's been dry, so that was quite technical. And then, being the first rider into it. Between Ruben and I were switching positions at that point in tangles. One of us would get, a certain way up or make a pass on the other, but then we've had the basically just the loose leaf litter and basically no traction. So then that he'd fall back and then I'd pass him and then I'd have no traction. So he'd pass me and we're going backwards and forwards doing that a little bit. And I just managed to get a few clean lines and rode a few sections on the pegs and managed to put a bit of a gap between him and I and kept it.
Look, and I think that's most of the footage came out as well, like how technical, and there's a lot of switchbacks and things like that, which I guess is kind of in your wheelhouse from Wildwood.
Yeah, and the Sherco's quite good at that wet terrain stuff. It revs off the, it lugs off the bottom quite well. So yeah, it allows you just to creep across certain things. So yeah, it having that in my side definitely helped for sure.
And then there was no fig tree this year.
Yeah, so the fig tree was in it, but it was a bit different this year. So we went up the thing, which is basically on the right-hand side of it, or basically next to fig tree. We got all the way to the top of fig tree from the side, and then we came down fig tree. So it's certainly easier than going up fig tree, but it's definitely sketchy in the wet. It's sort of, you can only sort of get, maybe 10, 15 metres down it. Just by walking and paddling, but then once you get to a certain point, you start picking up speed, and then you got to go, oh, I've just got to release the brakes here and hope for the best, because if you touch the brakes, you will just wash out. So you get down the bottom with max speed, and you got to try to stop before you get to the logs coming up, and you're slipping and sliding, and yeah, you're holding your breath the whole time down for
Look,
sure.
that's why you guys are gold, though. This is a walk in the park tears.
Yeah, well, it's a bit scary.
And then from all that, how did you pull up? I mean, we've talked about how in previous ones how much training and exercise and gym work you've put in. How have you pulled up now after such a big event? Because how long were you on the bike for?
It was slightly under 4 hours. So yeah, 4 hours.
And yeah, so today, body wise,
yeah, no, not too bad. Like I was, oh, look, the next day I was pretty good. Like I could have ridden again. Like I was sore, but I wasn't terrible. And in the days after, I sort of thought, what's sore so I can work on it for next time. And pretty much the only thing that was sore after a couple of days was my legs. So I'm like, oh, right, I've got to start doing a bit more in the gym with my legs and, build that up a little bit more so I don't have that soreness. And maybe I'll be able to push a bit faster during the race. But no, apart from that, I've gone to the gym today, which is I gave myself 2 days rest post race, and so I'm in the gym now. And my heart rate elevated a little bit quicker than it normally does, but no, I'm pretty much recovered now. So
no, that's exciting, mate. We're only what about 5, 6 weeks away from the Bathurst Goldfields Extreme, which is kind of a local event for us, but oh, it's going to be exciting to see you come and push again.
Yeah. So I'm not taking my hand off the throttle now. I'm going to keep training as much as I can and try to push and try to get a repeat, try to get another double one.
And does the bike change much between Kosciuszko and Bathurst?
Look, the setup stays pretty much the same as I said in the last podcast that I'm sort of keeping the same suspension setting and just getting used to it. So I'll continue to do that. The only thing that really changes is maybe the front tire. Some races will run a gummy front, some will run a like a mid soft. But then yeah, the rear tire stays about the same. It's basically just tweaking Moose PSI rates type thing for different rates, different races and different conditions. So yeah, we just it's just fine tuning.
So then, what rear tire setup did you use for Kosciuszko, seeing it was so wet?
Yeah, so we run a Metzler rear, so it's a Metzler extra soft with a Nitro plushie that's been drilled out and cut a little bit, and in the front we run a Nitro front and it's a Metzler super soft front that I ran, and the super soft front is really good. You don't realize how much it helps when you're even just pushing across sections. Like with a mid soft, if you're pushing across a wet rock, it'll tend to want to slide out on you and slide to the bottom of the rock. But the mid soft will, the gummy will actually grip the rock a little bit more, and it'll just hold itself in position a lot better.
Yeah, right. And so, if it was dry at Cozzy, what would you use then?
Yeah, so I don't know. The more and more I use this gummy front, the more and more I like it. But for Cozzy, I probably would have run a mid soft, and that was my intention coming into the race prior to it raining. I was going to run the Metzler mid soft. But yeah, I think especially coming into Bathurst, being there's a bit more rock, there's a bit more creek bed type riding at Bathurst, I'll probably opt to put a gummy on.
Yeah, right. Okay. It's interesting how you guys work around the tyre stuff. So I suppose from there on, mate, we're just excited to see. Are you going to be doing any racing between then and now in Bathurst?
Yeah. So we've got this weekend we've got off, and then the following weekend is AORC, and then I think there's something after that, but I'm not sure what it is. But I know there's a race on. So as I said, as the weeks, I've got the AHEC stuff locked in, and that's what I'm training for. Mm. And then yeah, whatever I can do in the meantime, I'll if I've got the weekend free, I'll do that as well.
Well, man, you're a busy boy. So it's exciting to see you back, and obviously take the win as well. That's it's a big one. So hopefully you can keep the momentum all the way through the year, and we can see you kind of at Wildwood with that beautiful shiny trophy.
Yeah, well, Wildwood's one that's always eluded me, and it's my home track, so it would be nice to get the win there before I retire one day.
Yeah, I'm not holding my breath for you, mate. But thanks anyway for your time, Tola. We'll be seeing you out there.
Nah, thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate the time.